Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy podcast. Liberty and Democracy is geared toward those who seek alternative views to leftist corporate mainstream media. The podcasts shared here are created by a citizen of the United States who was born and raised in a socialist country in Eastern Europe during the 1970s and 1980s. As more and more members of our youth pivot towards Marxism, socialism, and communism in the United States of America and beyond, now, more than ever, it is important to focus on liberty and democracy instead of the alluring Marxist and socialist trends, which, as history repeatedly has shown, lead to repressive authoritarian regimes. Let us make it clear. Marxism does not lead to utopia, either in the United States of America or anywhere else in the world. Let us question governments, policies, and manufactured social progressivism, and not go along with whatever we are told to agree to. Let us go back to the times when it was okay for us to agree to disagree.
Welcome to the first episode of the Liberty and Democracy podcast. For the next 24 episodes, we will focus on the ebook titled It's Not Their Money, A Case Against Big Government. We explore why some people argue against big government. One key point is that the money the government spends does not belong to them. It belongs to the taxpayers. When governments collect taxes, they are using hard-earned money from individuals and businesses. Critics say that this can lead to wasteful spending because it's easier to spend someone else's money without being careful. Another concern is efficiency. Some believe that big government can be slow and inefficient. When too much power and responsibility are centralized, it can create a lot of red tape and bureaucracy. This means that even simple tasks can take a long time to complete, costing more in resources and time. Supporters of smaller government argue that by reducing its size, we could save money and make services more efficient. Lastly, having big government can limit personal freedom. The more control the government has over resources and decisions, the less freedom individuals have to make their own choices. People who favor limited government think that individuals should have more control over their own lives and finances. They believe this leads to a more dynamic economy where people are free to innovate and improve their situations without excessive regulations or taxes holding them back. Today we begin with the introduction and delve into the first chapter of It's Not Their Money, A Case Against Big Government. You can read the ebook online as well as interact on this topic with our artificial intelligence chatbot via the ebook page on www.sersea.com.
We're now about to listen to Maestro Sersea's ebook titled, It's Not Their Money, A Case Against Big Government. Introduction. The greatest threat to American freedom and prosperity is not some foreign enemy or external force. It's not a natural disaster or an economic recession. No, my friends, the biggest danger we face is much closer to home. It's right here, within the very fabric of our society. It lurks in the shadows of our government, silently draining the lifeblood of our great nation. In the words of the renowned economist Milton Friedman, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And yet, it seems that our politicians have forgotten this fundamental truth. They have become masters of illusion, promising us the world while conveniently forgetting to mention the cost. They wave their magic wands and make grand speeches, but when the bill arrives, it's always the hardworking, tax-paying citizens who foot the bill. I know this all too well, for I have lived and suffered under the oppressive regime of socialist Romania more than 4 decades ago. I have witnessed firsthand the devastating effects of big government and its insatiable appetite for control. It left its mark on me, shaping my perspective and instilling in me an unwavering belief in the power of freedom and limited government. This book, It's Not Their Money, A Case Against Big Government, is my response to the tyranny I have witnessed. Through meticulous research, insightful analysis, and a passion for truth, I aim to shed light on the dangers of overreaching government in the United States of America. I will expose how the working class bears the burden of excessive taxes and receives little in return. It's time we face the harsh reality that our hard-earned money is being squandered by politicians who lack responsibility and efficiency. They treat our public funds as their own personal piggy bank, indulging in wasteful spending and careless habits. But enough is enough. It's time to reclaim what is rightfully ours. As we delve deeper into the dark underbelly of big government, we will explore the failed political systems of socialist and communist countries. We will uncover the truth behind their lofty promises and showcase the undeniable strength of capitalism and limited government. It's time to let go of the misguided notion that bigger is better and embrace the power of individual liberty and self-determination. But this book is not just a critique of the status quo. It is also a roadmap for change. I will present concrete solutions, actionable steps that we, as concerned citizens of the United States of America, can take to limit the power and size of our government. Together, we can reclaim our country and secure a brighter future for ourselves and future generations. To all the hardworking men and women who have felt the burden of excessive taxation, this book is for you. To all those who yearn for a return to the principles that made this nation great, this book is for you. To all those who believe in the power of free markets, individual liberty, and small government, this book is for you. Prepare to embark on a journey that will challenge your preconceived notions and force you to question everything you thought you knew about our government. It is my hope that by the end of this book, you will emerge with a newfound understanding and a burning desire to take action. So, my fellow patriots, join me on this crusade against big government. Let us reclaim our money, our freedom, and our future. Together, we can build a nation that truly serves the best interests of its citizens. It's time to say, once and for all, it's not their money. Chapter 1: The Influence of Big Government on American Citizens. Defining Big Government. Big government, the very phrase sends shivers down my spine. It is a term that has become so deeply ingrained in our political landscape, yet so misunderstood by the masses. So, let me take a moment to define what it truly entails. Big government, at its core, is an ideology and system of governance that advocates for the expansion of state control and intervention in all aspects of society. It is a beast that thrives on power and feasts on the hard-earned money and liberties of its citizens. What separates big government from its counterpart, limited government, is precisely its grandiose scope and reach. While limited government is designed to safeguard individual freedoms and act as a necessary force to maintain order and protect our natural rights, big government operates on an entirely different plane. It infiltrates every nook and cranny of our lives, asserting its authority and making decisions on our behalf, often without our consent or best interest in mind. The implications of big government on society are far-reaching and bleak. It robs us of our autonomy, stifles innovation, and suffocates economic growth. Under the guise of protection, it expands its control over various sectors, from the economy to healthcare, education, and even personal decisions that should be left to the discretion of individuals. With each encroachment, our freedoms erode, and we find ourselves walking a tightrope of government dependency, stripped of our agency and self-determination. One cannot discuss the defining characteristics of big government without addressing its colossal size and bureaucratic nature. Like an ever-growing behemoth, it devours resources by expanding its ranks with a legion of functionaries and establishing countless departments with overlapping jurisdictions. The result is an inefficient bureaucracy that sucks taxpayer dollars from our pockets while hindering progress and squandering resources. It is an empire built on inefficiency, red tape, and the perpetual expansion of itself. To fuel this voracious beast, big government relies on high levels of taxation, leaving individuals and businesses burdened with an ever-increasing financial weight. As hardworking citizens, we are made to bear the brunt of this insatiable appetite for revenue. Our bank accounts are drained, our livelihoods threatened, and our dreams hindered by the constant demand for more of our hard-earned money, all under the guise of public good. The worst part is that the government sees fit to determine where our money is spent, often leaving us questioning its accountability and the judiciousness of its decisions. A defining characteristic of big government is the concentration of power in the hands of a select few. Decision-making becomes centralized, leaving little room for diverse perspectives or input from the citizens it is meant to serve. This concentration of power becomes fertile ground for corruption and abuse, as those in authority are tempted to exploit their positions for personal gain. The consequences are dire, as innovation is stifled, economic growth is hampered, and genuine progress is impeded. In the realm of big government, individual liberties take a back seat to collective welfare. Personal freedoms are trampled upon, and the concept of personal responsibility becomes an afterthought. Instead, we find ourselves trapped in a system that rewards compliance and punishes self-reliance. Regulations and policies are imposed upon us, stripping away our ability to make choices that reflect our own values and preferences. The once self-sufficient citizenry becomes increasingly reliant on the government, losing sight of the importance of personal initiative and accountability. The effects of big government extend far beyond our individual lives, permeating every aspect of our society. Economic growth is stunted, entrepreneurship stifled, and investment hampered. As the government encroaches further into our lives, societal norms and values are shaped according to its whims and agenda. Community and individual resilience wane under the weight of a suffocating welfare state, where the pursuit of self-improvement and prosperity is discouraged in favor of handouts and entitlements. Perhaps the most insidious aspect of big government is the concentration of power it enables and the subsequent lack of accountability. As power becomes consolidated, the voice of the people is drowned out, and government officials become untouchable. This leads to a system that is ripe for abuse, where corruption flourishes and the will of the people is disregarded. It is incumbent upon us as citizens to hold the government accountable, to demand transparency, and to reclaim our rightful place as the ultimate power in a democratic society. In conclusion, the defining characteristics of big government are vast and varied. It is an ideology that seeks to expand state control, trample on individual freedoms, and concentrate power in the hands of a select few. Its impact on society is far-reaching, stifling economic growth, eroding personal liberties, and shaping societal norms. As concerned citizens, it is our duty to understand the implications of big government and to advocate for limited government and individual freedoms. We must reclaim what is rightfully ours by saying, once and for all, it's not their money.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. We aim to share 2 new episodes each week on Mondays and Thursdays. The podcasts shared here are part of www.libertarian.center, as well as the Liberty and Democracy Facebook group and YouTube channel, which you're invited to visit, subscribe to, and participate in.